Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. My name's Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
Here we go again. Not newsworthy. Boop!
So the other thing, and I think this is a little more controversial, and I think you might be a little more pissed off, or I'm sorry, upset about it.
All right, upset me.
I'd like to hear your take on it, but so there's a new phenomenon about people and... I'm taking a long time to introduce this, but you know that people are in trouble with their mortgages.
Yes.
So there's a new...
Le mortgage crisis.
Yes. There are people who are doing this thing where they just walk away from their mortgage.
Mm.
People who can pay their mortgage.
Mm.
But their house is so underwater that it's like, forget it. Why would I spend all this time paying all this mortgage off when I don't have to? I'm just going to like, whatever. Like I'll declare bankruptcy or... I will. No, you don't need to do that. You don't even have to declare bankruptcy. The bank will take the house, foreclose it. That's fine. Go ahead, take it. I don't care. They just like rent for like 7 years. The credit comes back, and then they're fine.
Hmm.
Your take.
I don't know. I guess it depends on the nature of the agreement they have with the bank. You know, if that's like an option in their agreement with the bank, then I guess it's okay. If there's some, you know, if they signed on the line where they said, you know, like, if I can pay this, that, because I mean, the bank ends up with a house.
They do.
Right. They may have overpaid for that house, but the bank made a mistake in financing all these people's mortgages.
That's
anyway.
True. That's true.
You know? So I don't know. I think that it's kind of a shady thing to do because you're cutting and running on an agreement you made. But if that was stated as an option for you in the agreement, then I would say it's not
stated as an option. I think it's just an implicit. It's implicit in the reading of it if you like consider it that way. But I'm letting
this foreclosure happen even though it doesn't have to happen. Is the situation, right?
Right. And it's like, I mean, the point of a contract is like, okay, we're going to lend you this money and you pay us this much money in the time, you know, if you can't. And like the... If you can't, then we're going to take your house away because
right.
that's a collateral,
yep.
right? And I guess like in foreclosure, is like that's all they can take. They can't seize your assets or anything like that.
Right.
So they're kind of shielded from that because it's like, well,
because the house was valued at that time that it was purchased at that amount.
Right. Right.
It
but
didn't
now,
matter that was a ridiculously inflated amount.
Right. So, that's
so the
problem.
Bank should have known that.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
it was the banks that were, you know, loaning these things out.
So this is the opposite. I would have expected you to be all up in arms about this.
Well, I think it's bad on both sides, basically. You know, I'm not saying, wow, I really respect those people who do that. I think that's really shady.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, it's like, well, the banks made bad decisions to begin with. Those people made bad decisions. And to be honest, I mean, they've paid however many years of mortgage and they get nothing for it.
They get their house?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They lose it. They foreclose on it.
Oh, I mean, okay. I thought you meant like if they kept paying.
Oh, if they kept paying, then they keep the house. Yeah, and they say, and that's like I bought it at this price.
Right.
You know, I mean, that comes back to the whole like taking it back a step. When you are paying off a mortgage, do you really own your house? It's like it's sort of a questionable nether territory, you know. It's like oh yeah, of course I own my house, but it's not paid off. I have to keep paying the bank for 20 years.
Right
You know, I don't know, I'm into casting the money lenders from the temple.
what does that mean?
That's what Jesus did.
I mean, that sounds fine, but what does that mean?
It means you cast the money lenders from the temple. It's like, here are all these money lenders in the temple, they're running the show. And the guy comes in, he's like, boom, knocks the doors off. He's like, I have a beard. Get out of the temple. And they're all like, what? What can we, but this is our place. And he's like, cast. They're out.
Does that, he like cast a spell to get them out? Or he cast them themselves?
He cast
out.
Them like they are the lure on a fishing line.
Okay.
You've been casted.
So could you just go outside the temple and like get a mortgage then?
I don't know. It's the Bible's not clear on that point. It's I think Islam is much more clear. In the next iteration of monotheistic religions, they got much more clear. And money lending is like a sin.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'd like to know more about that.
Yeah, it is in the Quran.
Okay.
You're not supposed to be a money lender.
Oh, you can't be a money lender, but yeah. You can borrow money.
I don't know about that. You're not supposed to be a money lender at interest. This is what I've
Oh,
heard.
at interest.
Yeah, I mean, I could loan you $10 and be like, pay me back $10 when you have it. But I couldn't be like, you can't make a living as a money lender or whatever in Islam. At least that's my understanding, and I may be totally wrong. You can email us with hate mail at irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com.
This time it's Scott.
Hate mail for everyone. You were present during the conversation. You're guilty.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I feel about it. I'm just like not very. It's like I know these people want to stick it to the banks, and like the banks like give them a raw deal or whatever. But it's no. It's like.
No, I think they're bad too. I think they're. I mean, I guess I maybe my reaction surprised you because you would think I would be much more up in arms about those people. But yeah, I think that's bad also. And yeah, I think if you do have an agreement to pay somebody, then you should pay them. And if it's but I guess the question comes into being of is giving up the house paying them? Because then the bank owns the house. It's like you've got that. We all agreed back in 2004 that it was worth $400,000. Even though now you can only sell it for 100 or whatever,
Yeah, so in a sense it's t I mean of course it's totally legal because people are doing it. It's just kind of like alarming, especially I guess they were saying it's surprising that people who can afford to do so just stop. They're like, I don't want to pay this house anymore because
Well,
it's
but
like,
that's, I mean, but you're the guy who's usually on the sort of rational decision-making track, and I would say that that's definitely sort of a rational decision. It's like, oh, we owe a further $200,000 or something on this house, and it's not worth the further $200,000. It's worth half of that. We've blown 200, so that means we're going to be in four times what it's worth. No, let's be in two times what it's worth and get out with nothing. I guess that's what they're deciding,
I guess, okay, you know what? Maybe what it is like, I think what I feel is like, yeah, maybe it's the rational thing to do because like if you're looking out for number one, which is obviously what everybody does at the core, maybe they like, okay, what else, what are other people like thinking also? But it's like also like what am I thinking? What's good for me here? And it's like what's good for me is I don't want to pay all this money to go to a house that's $200,000 underwater. So I'm just going to walk away. And yeah, they take the house, no big deal. Okay, fine. I can move on from that. But there's no like, is there shame in that? Like, is there sort
Oh,
of like.
sure. I think there's shame enough to go all around. I mean, yeah.
Is there like this, well, I made an agreement, I made a commitment to pay this money and now I'm not doing it. Like, should you feel guilty about it? Or should you just be like, eh, I mean, that's the contract, that's the way they wrote it, screw it.
I think it depends more on what the agreement was and the details of that agreement. I think if you like, for example, say this is not about a bank and a house, say it's a contract between two individuals, and more on just like a loan situation, I loan you this money to buy whatever. And then you halfway through getting through it, you'd be like, here's just the whatever that I bought. It's like, wait a second. Yeah, so I guess you're right. It is a bit shadier. I
I
think it
mean,
is. I think it's poor. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
and some of the people in the article were saying like, this is just me sticking it back to the mortgage company, and it's like, I
Yeah,
don't
but you
know.
weren't screwed because you can still afford it. Yeah, I mean the guys who can't afford it, that's rough, and it's like foreclosure is a punishment, and these guys are saying I'd rather have the punishment than.
Because I can take the punishment.
Yeah.
And it's.
I'll go spend 2 nights in jail.
Yeah.
I'll do that. That's way better than
Being
I don't know.
homeless,
Yeah,
right?
that's the same
If I was homeless, the first thing I'd do is slap a police
thing. So
officer.
maybe they that's a good point. Maybe they should make that punishment, more all around.
And I think
But
part
that's
of
pretty
it
tough.
is that you can't, like, I guess, like, part of the mortgage law. I'm not super clear on this. I didn't research this part before I came to the podcast. Slightly unprepared, I apologize. But I think that, like, you cannot take more than the house. You know what I mean? It's like the collateral has to be the house and nothing more.
Not like the car
Right.
or
So if I'm worth $1 million and my house is worth $200,000 and I walk away from a $200,000 mortgage, you can't take my $200,000. You just take the house. So
interesting. See, I would think that you're I guess it depends on is the value of that house fixed at the time of the purchase, or do they float that, and that
well, that's the thing, because that's all it is. That's why these people are walking away, because it was worth 400, now it's worth 200.
Right.
You know?
But in the agreement, if it says, if the house drops, you still owe us the difference.
Oh, maybe,
You know,
maybe.
like I guess it depends more if the idea is more of just a money loaning,
Well,
or is
it's
it.
I mean, if the difference is like you go from 400 to 200 and the mortgage is 200, then you go to zero, I guess, right? I mean, you still it's not the mortgage is not based on the price of the house. It's based on how much you needed to borrow to get the house,
Right, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And the thing ends up being that you end up owing way more than the house is worth.
Yeah.
So if you bought a house for $400,000, that means let's say you put a quarter of it down, so you borrowed 300,
Yeah.
and now your house is worth 200. You owe $300,000 on a $200,000 house.
Yeah. I wonder how the banks actually come out on this. Like say you buy this house for $400,000 and the value goes down to 100,000.
Right.
And they paid off 100,000 at the beginning, and then they paid off another 100,000 at the in the interim period. It's like they've already paid you the current value of the house, so you sort of end up with 200,000 in your pocket if you're the bank, and you're 100,000 in the hole.
Right.
Yeah, so that's not that good.
No,
Just had
that's not.
to work that out verbally.
And I guess all the problem is, like, I mean, we're just sort of like eking our way out of this whole like mortgage crisis meltdown situation.
Yeah.
And people start doing this, it's like, well, that's really not going to help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you need to keep paying your mortgage, or I mean, maybe you don't. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm to be honest, like and I guess from previous conversations I could see why you would think I would be up in arms and stuff about this but I just sort of think the whole system's kind of rotten. I think there's something people have just way over speculated the value of tons of things.
Well, what do you think should be done?
What should be done? That's a good question.
Because you got like both sides are wrong. It takes two to tangle, and they both tangled it up.
Tango.
Oh, tangle,
I
tango.
can tangle myself all by
But
myself.
tangles are bad.
Yes,
Tangle's not bad.
that's